Ever noticed how certain colleagues effortlessly rise through the ranks while equally talented peers remain stagnant? The secret lies not in technical skills, but in mastering the unwritten rules of workplace dynamics. Success at work requires juggling two distinct jobs, the one you were hired to do and the invisible one of making yourself indispensable. Excellence is merely the starting point. It's how you showcase that excellence that determines your advancement. The most successful professionals cultivate an image of relaxed competence, completing their essential tasks efficiently while leaving time for strategic positioning. They understand that perception shapes reality in professional settings. By mastering your role so thoroughly that you make it look effortless, you create the impression of someone already operating at the next level, and impressions drive promotion decisions more than you might think. Everything about you is constantly being evaluated. While you can't prevent this assessment, you can shape what others perceive. Start with your physical presence. Develop a firm handshake, maintain appropriate boundaries with colleagues, and perfect your introduction with eye contact. Hello, I'm full name, title. Your appearance should reflect timeless professionalism rather than trends. Adopt signature elements that distinguish you while remaining tasteful. Always dress slightly more formally than required, with quality accessories that maintain your standard of excellence. Your communication style significantly impacts perceptions. Speak with clarity and confidence, avoiding verbal fillers and grammatical errors. Write with precision, using standard professional formats. Remember that scrutiny extends beyond the office. Be particularly mindful of your social media presence, as many careers have been damaged by seemingly harmless posts. True authority appears effortless. When you've checked facts and anticipated opposition arguments, you can stay calm and let evidence speak for itself. Maintain a ready smile and confident demeanor even on difficult days. Being genuinely likable means people respect you, agree with you, and support you, putting more influence in your hands. Smart professionals chart their course deliberately. Without a plan, you'll drift aimlessly. Study your industry's progression path and identify the skills and experiences needed at each stage. Maintain three parallel plans: 1 month, current execution, 1 year, work being planned, and 5 years, long-term goals. Each plan should include concrete implementation steps to avoid mere wishful thinking. Beyond your job function, recognize your natural team role, whether you're the creative generator, organized implementer, critical evaluator, or diplomatic team builder. Understanding these strengths helps maximize your contribution while highlighting growth areas. Like a cobra, conserve energy for moments that truly matter. Save your best work for what reaches senior management or influences key decisions. To advance, practice embodying the position above yours. Adopt the mannerisms, attitudes, and communication style of your target role. Notice how leaders use we instead of I and speak from the company's perspective. Think one step ahead by considering what benefits the department, company, and customers rather than focusing on personal comfort. What you don't say is often as important as what you do. Let office gossip and rumors stop with you. People will notice and trust you with their confidences. Instead of complaining, offer solutions alongside any criticism. Make it a point to find genuine positive qualities in everyone, especially unpopular colleagues, creating unwritten loyalty and future allies. Give sincere compliments that remain understated and honest to avoid appearing manipulative. Maintain a cheerful disposition even during challenges, building a reputation for composure under pressure. Replace negative responses with positive ones in everyday interactions. Remember that please and thank you remain fundamental yet overlooked professional courtesies. Skilled professionals diffuse conflicts rather than create them. When tensions rise in meetings, redirect focus from emotions to details through thoughtful questions. Stay neutral during workplace disputes. Taking sides makes you part of the problem. Express opinions sparingly and only when asked, making them valuable through their rarity. When speaking, present views as facts rather than opinions by avoiding phrases like I think or I feel in favor of direct, confident statements. Propose changes that benefit everyone, not just yourself or your department. The best suggestions are straightforward, universally applicable, easy to implement, and save the company money. You can learn from senior staff by being strategically present without drawing attention to yourself. Hang back after meetings while tidying up to overhear valuable discussions, and be ready when they occasionally ask your opinion. Position yourself as the peacemaker even when you weren't involved in the original conflict. No matter how justified your anger feels, maintain composure. Losing your temper means losing control. When addressing workplace issues, criticize the behavior, never the person. You can legitimately critique someone's job performance or communication skills, but never resort to personal attacks. In any negotiation, the person who can genuinely walk away holds the power. This works in business deals, pay negotiations, and role assignments, but only when you're truly prepared to leave. Understanding what motivates your colleagues gives you tremendous advantage. When you know someone's fears, preferences, and aspirations, you can present proposals that resonate and offer help that's actually valued. Every workplace has unwritten rules governing everything from facility usage to resource allocation. These strange power dynamics often defy logic, like a junior IT technician controlling office seating arrangements. Understanding these unofficial systems gives you leverage for navigating workplace politics effectively. Names carry significant power, functioning as subtle indicators of hierarchy in relationships. Being on a first-name basis with senior executives while others use formal titles signals your privileged position. The myth that success requires staying late is perpetuated by workplace martyrs. The goal isn't working long hours, but being perceived as delivering results. In every organization, certain individuals wield influence disproportionate to their position. Find them, understand their sphere of influence, and build authentic relationships. Every boss has favorites. Become one through genuine merit, not fawning, and befriend favorites in other departments to create a strong network. Appearing powerful leads others to perceive you as powerful, granting you authority. Understanding colleagues' motivations, their fears, preferences, and aspirations enables you to craft resonant proposals and offer genuinely valued help. Knowing your core identity beyond your job title provides resilience. When you're secure in who you are, professional setbacks can't undermine your self-worth. This quiet confidence radiates power others recognize instinctively. True influence stems from being perceived as competent, trustworthy, and valuable rather than from formal titles. By building genuine relationships and delivering consistent results, you create respect that transcends organizational hierarchies. This authentic authority helps you navigate workplace challenges and influence outcomes without appearing manipulative. Career success requires balancing technical excellence with social intelligence. The most respected professionals maintain personal integrity while adapting to organizational culture, establishing a reputation for both competence and character that makes them indispensable.